First of all, I think that it has been, expected from our side that ISIS would set up such training camps and that they would at some point try to send back operatives to carry out attacks in Europe. I don't think it really comes as any surprise that this is not being divulged by someone who seems to be in the know about it from ISIS side. I think that in some manner, it has already been taking place. You have seen people coming in, amongst others, trying to disguise themselves as refugees from Syria, and getting access to Europe and then trying to carry out attacks. But since the second Paris attack, there has not really been a concerted, effort from ISIS side to carry out any large-scale attacks. Most of the attacks we have seen until now were committed by persons who were inspired by ISIS or received some kind of instruction to do something, but did not have a very large network or many other persons involved in the planning and execution of the attack. And it seems also to have been attacks that have been predominantly carried out with, in a kind of do-it-yourself fashion, using kitchen knives or cooking knives and cars, not bombs, which is something that obviously requires a whole lot more training. I think that reflects the fact that IS. And other terrorist groups found it difficult, or more difficult at least, to operate in cell structures in Europe after the second Paris attack. And I think that we've learned a lot of lessons from that attack, including the apparent ease with which the main planner was able to travel in and out of Europe and go to Syria and cross various jurisdictions in Europe without being apprehended, though he was actually known as a jihadist.
Yes, but one thing we've also learned from ISIS is that they're very good at keeping secrets. And because we haven't seen an attack so far from perhaps one of these highly trained suicide bombers, doesn't mean that they're not being planned. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, even if we have, a knowledge about cells and the way they work, we cannot guarantee 100% that there will be no attacks. I think we have to live with the fact that there will be attacks.
So, that said, what is Europe doing to prepare for that?
Well, I think what is fair to be said is that a lot is being done in the member states concerning how to, try to identify potential ISIS operatives, to follow them, and to make sure that you gather enough evidence about them to be able to stop, that is of course the first priority, be able to stop them in their tracks if they try to carry out an attack, and B, to gather evidence that can be used in a criminal case against them. And one of the first things here we should keep in mind is that it is in most European countries now a criminal offense to travel abroad for the purpose of terrorism, including to go to Syria to work with ISIS, either by fighting or by receiving training or by training others. So if people have engaged in these kind of activities, they have committed a crime in most European countries, not only in the EU, but in most of the European countries that are the 47 European countries that are parties or members of the Council of Europe. And that means that it will be more difficult for them to operate without being intercepted, because they cannot rely on safe havens where what they're doing is not criminal.
Yes, well, I imagine that all countries in Europe and around the world have something similar to that on the books, but that only works if you catch them or if you get wind of them. And it's another difficulty that's out there. So there's talk of, from the story that was in the Times of London as well, talk of sleeper cells being set up by some of these returnees. And I'm very curious to see what the Council of Europe's point of view and yours as head of CT is on this particular event.
As I said in the beginning, I strongly believe that we have been, let's say, planning for that eventuality right from the beginning. We knew that ISIS operatives would attempt, or at least some of them would attempt, to come back once the Islamic State had fallen, and that even, I would say, some years ago, we also knew it would be a matter of time, because no one is allowed these days to carry, to carve out their own little independent state, and especially not when, as ISIS does, you are so heavily engaged in international terrorism. So it was only a time, and it would will only be a question of time before IS will be out of, let's say, control of the territories they currently have in Syria or Iraq. And that means also that a lot of the people who came from Europe to join them will have nowhere to go, they except trying to go back to Europe. So we were, I think, planning already a couple of years ago for the eventuality that they will come back, and that many of them, not all obviously, but many of them will have received training and instructions to carry out attacks or to set up sleeper cells. So that is something that, let's say, without going into too many details, I'm quite certain about is being looked into by European states. And also, by the way, I'm quite certain that that this is not just something that's being carried out in Europe, but also in cooperation with states in the North African MENA region, with states that are that also find it difficult to accept the fact that an organization like Daesh should be able to operate across borders freely.
That's Kristen Bartholin, deputy head of counterterrorism for the Council of Europe, based in Strasbourg, France. JJ Green, WTOP News.